This is the Ed Marciano Radio Show with Holly Breen.
Hey, Pods.
Puddos.
I need an inflatable penis.
That is just in life.
You had to apologise for Armageddon.
That was weird,
by the
way.
I'm going to get drunk at the gym.
The podcast is the only one that are going to find this detail out, but...
They were trying to stitch you.
They were trying to stitch me.
I'm just like, you know what they were trying to stitch you with? Harley never reads the sheets, so we're going to put something weird on his sheet for him to read. And then I said to Ben, but Harley never reads the sheets, so he's not going to read the weird thing because he doesn't read them.
But the thing is, right, I do read the sheets. I read it until...
You read them live.
Yeah, but I read it until a point of where I will then...
Then we jump off.
Provide the content, hence why I get paid to provide the content.
We need to put the stuff, like, in the first two sentences.
Yes, right up the top.
It's a joke.
And then I'd go,
You'll hear me sitting through the whole break going, what's going on?
I cut sick too.
you went out.
That was good. That's all right. Brody was trying something new.
Oh, look.
You got to keep encouraging them to keep trying.
Good on everybody.
Good on everyone. you have a baby, New Zealand's legends.
They are.
Royal stuff. So much stuff.
There's a lot. It's a big show.
Yeah. Also,
Nazeem.
Nazeem's a drug dealer.
Nazeem is a drug dealer.
Nazeem's actually a drug dealer. Call the police.
Came dressed in a matching tracksuit. Do you need any more proof? No, you do not.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Definitely guilty.
Both of us currently have tours on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let Perth know I've changed the date because so many of you were complaining about Ed Sheeran and I clashing. So we've changed it. I'm on at the Riverside. You can go to mrasiano.com.au if you want to come along to see my live stand-up show. Everywhere else around the country, second and final shows are selling out.
You know what?
Yes.
Ed Sheeran should have had to move his show.
Yeah, I'm...
It's harder, isn't it?
Yeah, it's harder.
Well, good on you.
I had a really weird interview with him too. You'll hear that tomorrow.
Sydney, you have done an amazing job on selling a heck of a lot of my tickets.
Where are you playing in Sydney?
The Sydney Comedy Store.
Oh, that's
three
fun.
Nights only. Mm. And it's filling up very quickly. And Adelaide, you're the only other city on sale at the moment. I've had confirmation about Perth, Melbourne and Brisbane. But Adelaide, you better get in.
Basically, we just need you to buy tickets.
Just buy tickets.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
It's the radio show that comes with lots of credentials built in.
As a member of the Royal Watching Society of the World... Yes.
Paid your dues on that one,
Yes.
Hosted by two people who really know how to appeal to an audience.
Well, I walked in and it was two elderly women, one working for the pharmacy and the other one just having a yarn with Jan. And I just went, you know what? These old girls know what I'm talking about.
And create some of the most shocking imagery just using their word holes.
Everyone just thinks you pretty much just motorboat feces.
Yes.
Like, that's the visual.
That's what I've been imagining.
That is the visual.
You had a rough weekend.
This is...
The golden-crusted phone rang at 9:30 p.m. last night. The Royal Watchers Alliance got the word.
Oh, yeah.
That, in fact, we have an engagement, as I predicted, had happened earlier this month.
It was all you.
I'll tell you right now, I called this early. I called this very early. Prince Harry is engaged to actor Meghan Markle, and it's very exciting. It's just, God, we have so much to look forward to. I am obsessed with the minutiae of this wedding. I want every detail. I want to know the fabric. I want to know the bridesmaids.
Are they doing a whole big down the main drag thing?
Yes.
Horse-drawn carts?
I don't know about that. Well, no, they just kind of came out. She was in a white trench coat, looked amazing.
Yeah.
Was wearing her ring, had some of Diana's diamonds in it. I mean, I'll be talking about it later.
Thanks for refreshing me on it because I certainly have not seen it yet.
It was so great. and so she looked really demure. He looked really happy. I just feel like there's so much. You know, so often we wake up to, what's now? What's the news?
Yeah.
What's this morning? Well, now, this morning I woke up and I was like, yes.
Good.
I mean, I knew last night when the gold-encrusted Royal Watcher phone rang.
Of course you did, last night.
Actually, yes. Harry rang me to ask
Harry
my permission before. Oh, they're on the telly now. Look, they're everywhere. So there's a lot of that talk happening today. Obviously, we have other things to talk about, but who cares? So yesterday, I had my very kind of first full run-through of my new stand-up show with my band.
Yes.
And you know when you run through all your material, you realise you hate it all and you need to start again?
Yep.
I'm in that phase.
Yeah, well, my phase is when you're writing, I go, I've never written anything funny in the history of my life.
Oh, no, you know when you initially write it, don't you go through, I write it and go, oh, my God, I'm a genius.
Oh, this, no, never.
This is amazing. No. And now I'm at the phase where I've said it out loud and I've just looked around going, why does anyone let me leave the house? this is not even remotely funny. So I did that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
The band sounded amazing. It's the very least the music's going to be top notch. And I had to meet with the guy who's making my stage. And I said to him, look, I know you've been told that the theme is 80s cock rock glitter.
Good.
And there was a band called Wizard back in the day who we're kind of copying a little bit. And I said to him, I've decided that I want a giant inflatable penis.
Yeah.
Right?
That must be.
And he just looked at me. He just looked at me and he just blinked. And I could see his brain just going, I have a degree in staging and design.
Yeah.
And
I'm so design the big dick,
mate. Right. You know, and he's like, and then he looked at me and he goes, and he gathered, like, I have to say, all to due credit, he goes, okay, how big? And I said, oh, like 15 metres?
Yeah.
Like I want it to be, you know those guys that are out front of car lots?
Woo! Floppy dick guys.
Crazy floppy guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want a penis. Crazy floppy penis. He said, oh, look, we won't be able to. Then he got nerdy. He goes, oh, okay, we won't be able to transport the fan. I'm going to need something that will just inflate and your tech crew will have to be inflating backstage.
Yes, pumping it up.
I want it for the very last song. The very last song I'm singing all fired up, Pat Benatar.
You need a fluffer.
Right.
Backstage.
But then he says to me,
ready.
And I'm interested to know your opinion. Then he goes to me, these are legitimate questions from my design guy making notes. Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Oh, well, it shouldn't matter.
Well, I said circumcised. I just think the last bit would take too long to unfurl. And then, but then I thought maybe I could appear if someone okay.
Yeah.
And then he asked me, do you want hair or no hair?
Oh, no hair.
Maybe I want glittery pubes.
It's a detachable penis, I'd imagine.
No, but maybe I want glittery pubes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Balls or no balls?
Oh, balls.
Balls?
Yeah. You don't want, you just.
They're getting in the way, though.
You can't just have a floating wang around.
Why?
People won't know what's going on.
I'm breaking the rules.
They're kind of like it's feet on stage.
Yes.
Ball feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the final question was, do I want it shooting glitter?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, of course you do.
So then he made some calls yesterday.
Why are we even still talking about
it? I know. So then yesterday he made some calls. Turns out this is not going to be an easy get. So I'm putting the call out to Sydney.
Oh.
Is there anyone in Sydney
I'd imagine they'd be
who makes
penises
giant
everywhere?
Latex things?
As big as a hot air balloon.
I want it huge. It needs to be able to tour.
Emma's going to come.
Do you think the Opera House has ever?
Yeah, they've got a special floating. They've got a special floating penis door in the top of
Sydney
one
Opera
of the
House.
Arches.
That's why it was designed.
Yeah.
That's why they made the peaks.
Melly Melba used to come down.
Yes. Melly Melba used to fly in on a dick.
Yeah. There you go. There's your soundbite.
And while I'm excited about the royal wedding, there's some outrage happening in the studio right now.
Wait, I'm just going to have to try and put on my Tina Turner voice here because I'm pretty livid.
Whose voice?
Tina Turner.
Do you know who Tina Turner is?
Oh, Tina Arena.
If you're putting
put on my Tina Turner voice.
Exactly.
So early. I was looking at you like, what?
Tina Turner was correct.
Tina Turner is correct. And so... Yeah. Is Armageddon a documentary about the time that Bruce Willis saved the Earth from a meteorite?
It's your favourite movie.
Absolutely. It's not my favourite movie. It's my favourite documentary about a hero.
Yeah.
Well, it took 15 years, but moviegoers are getting an apology for one of the brashest, outlandish, craptacularly entertaining... Who wrote this? I will
James Hibbard.
Them down and take their blood. Buried in a Miami Herald interview published Sunday, director Michael Bay offered a mea culpa for his 1998 hit Armageddon. How dare you, Michael Bay? I will apologise for Armageddon because we had to do the whole movie in 16 weeks. 16 weeks?
Whoa.
Yeah, because they had to get the guys from the oil rig. They had to train them how to be astronauts. They had to send them up to the meteorites. Mm-hmm. Well, there was no time left.
Mm-mm.
The world was ending.
Meteorites don't stick to your film schedules.
It was going to come into
the
Earth.
We had to get up to that meteorite.
And create tidal waves and all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
It was a massive undertaking that was not fair to the movie. I would redo the entire third act if I could.
Jeez.
What? And end the world?
What do you mean?
You stupid idiot. But the studio literally took the movie away from us. Yeah, because you'd finished the mission and now you had to go home.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Bruce was dead.
My visual effects supervisor had a nervous breakdown. Yeah, because a meteorite was about to hit the Earth.
That's right.
So I had to be in charge of that. I called James Cameron. All right, name dropper. What do you do when you're doing all the effects yourself? But the movie did fine. Listen, I don't know what the heck is going on with this. I feel like out of all of the films that Michael Bay produced, there's a lot that he could have apologized for.
I just learned he did Bad Boys.
Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Transformers. Well, all of the Transformers, we need to apologize for that.
Pearl Harbor. I feel like the upcoming one, can we talk about that? Pain and Gain. Directed by, starring Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's from 2013.
Oh, that's come out already.
It's a true story about some people that had some issues with steroids.
Bodybuilders who embark on a crime spree.
Yeah.
Jeez, this guy's a
real
gem. It's
a hectic film, that one.
Are you a Michael Bay fan?
As I'm looking through
You've seen every movie.
As I was looking through the list of Michael Bay films, I've seen a lot of them. God, he ugly. Who would have thought he'd make that film?
Oh, God. What does Bruce think about all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Always thought of you as a son. Always.
I'd be damn proud to have you marry Grace.
Harry.
Take care of yourself.
In the same article, Bay admits he wishes he hadn't cast Ben Affleck. Well, that was brilliant acting.
Okay. He's off now. Off we go.
Okay.
There's going to be a wedding, a royal wedding next year. I'm so excited. If I don't get sent there to cover it for this radio station, we riot. You're never going to be here. You don't care.
I'll riot.
With me.
I will. Terrific. You let me know. Send me a text. And I'll
riot.
Tip a car over.
Yes! Prince Harry, Meghan.
I'm always looking for a reason to tip a car over.
That's actually harder than you think it would
be. I know. I've tried.
You can't just tip a car over. You'd like to just walk around and go, I'm angry.
You've got to organise men.
Tow truck.
Or women. If anyone is around, really. True. Whatever you got.
I am a month into my fitness campaign.
Okay.
And
how are you feeling?
It's really hard. I'm so tired.
I get it. I got a knot in my back from wearing a baby.
You have been wearing a baby as a fashion item.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I get to this place and it's a hardcore workout gym. Like, there's not even a shower. I mean, there's a shower, but it looks like a crack den. You don't even want to go in there.
It is rank.
It's a proper, you turn up in your sweats, you sweat, and then you leave in your sweat. There's no...
That's how it should be, really.
You would actually love it, and my husband loves it. It's an old school bodybuilding gym, right? And I chose it because I didn't want to go to a regular gym where everyone's hot and buff and trying to pick up.
I wanted
to go to a place where I was invisible.
Yeah.
I didn't matter. Everyone there looks like condoms with walnuts in them, you know, like...
What?
You know,
why'd you put walnuts in your condom?
You know, if you shoved
for?
A bunch of walnuts in a condom, you look like a bodybuilder. Isn't that a common saying?
Yeah,
it's a condom saying.
It's a condom saying.
Anyway, I found out about this new gym.
Yes.
That I'm thinking of joining.
Mm.
It's called. I can't swear on air.
Oh, you can't.
It's called F It.
Yeah.
So say the F word. F It, and then it's got a star, so it actually spells fit.
Truck it.
Good.
It's truck it.
Yes.
Fitness.
And their rule is no pain. No champagne.
Oh.
Oh, hello, now you've got my attention.
So when you feel pain.
You have. Listen, you'll love this. Vodka, weights, and protein shakes. Yes, please, mama. What? Let us introduce you to the first purpose-built, high-intensity nightclub workout experience. You're welcome, Sydney. So I'm there, like, doing my squats. Yeah, I'm doing my squats, right? I'm like, I'm going down. I'm going, God, this is so heavy. I'm really, really bent to the max. And I'm trying to get back up. And then I look over at my trainer, Tyler. I go, Tyler, guess what? It's time for shots, Tyler.
Dear Lord.
And then I have a shot. And then
so
I'm ready.
Next year when we riot... I'd be burning a place that plays this kind of music.
No. It's a Halley. Pay attention.
Right.
It's a bar nightclub.
Yes.
I mean, it's a gym.
It's a bar. You've given up on the gym part of it. It's a bar nightclub. It's alcohol drinking.
It's a bar gym, not gin.
I don't think you should go there.
I'm going to have gin at the gym.
I don't think you should do that. I think that's a bad idea.
Kimmy, let's have shots at the gym, mate. LEP's bang up for this.
It's 6:30.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall. And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn. Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome. It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health. If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
Oh, we're giving $1,000 away for what's
whole thousand.
Yeah, here you go.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
Thank you.
The full K.
Yeah. Good on you, Got You Roadside Rescue, because you've bloody got on board with the show. $1,000 a day.
Good,
nothing to sniff at. We're doing all week the theme of superior awkward things.
Yeah. How come we went with that, by the way?
This
is awkward.
Do we need to have this conversation? I'll have a conversation with you off air. You were, you know how you don't like meetings?
Yeah.
You do. You went at this
meeting.
No,
I don't think I've
been. Okay. It's hard to believe you're leaving.
4 days ago.
Hey.
I think it's because Got You Roadside Assist can get you out of awkward,
awkward
moments.
Situation.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep. Good.
And they actually can. And it's bloody great. We want to know today, if you guys, best call wins $1,000, so get ready to make up something really great. What's a superior awkward wedding song?
Yeah, it's because the royals are engaged.
Thank you.
So we're doing a wedding
top of mind,
thing.
Harley. Top of mind. You want to be top of mind and everyone's
salivated.
Top of mind.
She nearly vibrated out of the room before.
Yes. She loved it. This is the biggest news story in our life.
Yes.
We need to be associating everything we do with it. What's a superior awkward song you've heard at a wedding? You've been sitting at a wedding, a song's come on, and you've gone, I don't think they've listened to the lyrics.
Yes.
Well, you got?
I got It's the End of the World as We Know It. It's the end
of the world. No, you did not hear this at a wedding.
R.E.M. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You go to a lot of comedians' weddings.
Oh, okay.
So I imagine it was tongue in cheek. But I did hear this at a wedding, and I don't know if they what their
thought
intention was, but it's Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Like, it's a beautiful song.
Wow.
Well done, Joy Division. But I think they just had it in the
they had the word love
songs.
In it. Oh, okay.
Like, it was just songs on, but okay. I was like, yeah, maybe not that one.
I witnessed someone walk down the aisle to this song, and I've said it every time we play it every R&B Friday. I'm like, stop playing this at weddings. Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
Yeah. That's not romance.
That's
just words thrown at a book.
Just because something says altar and married doesn't mean it's appropriate for the day.
No.
Think it through, people. Although Scott and I did dance to Let's Stay Together by Al Green and then proceeded to split up twice. So maybe that was a little bit of a precursor. 13-10-60, what's the most awkward wedding song? You've been sitting there and the bride and groom have appeared for their first dance and you've gone, sorry, what? Now, Got You Roadside Rescue's ponying up $1,000 cash for the best call. We'll do it next.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Russiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
Yes. The legends that Got You Roadside Rescue have ponied up $1,000 for us to give away every day in What's a Superior this week. What's your superior awkward moments?
Yeah.
Today is What's a Superior awkward wedding song? Where you've been sitting at someone's day of days.
Yeah.
And the song has come on and you've gone,
I don't think you should have played that here. Can't find a better man.
You came back from a wedding and said they played Can't Find a Better Man.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've talked about it all year.
Pearl Jim. Eve in Sydney, hello.
How you going, guys?
Good,
mate.
What, did you walk down the aisle too?
No, I didn't walk down to it. I went to the most Aussie wedding you could ever imagine between Lynn and Dick and Final Queensland It was amazing. They had the Bundy bear right next to the priest. Like, it was fantastic.
Are you joking? The Bundy bear was standing next to the
Bundy
priest.
The Bundy bear, like, no
Mate,
joke. No
it's
joke.
In bloody North Queensland. Of course they have the Bundy bear.
Not even North. Yeah.
Of course it was.
FNQ. Lynn and Dick, yep.
It's Lynn actually in the Dick, Constitution up there.
I'm pretty sure it is. They were both getting remarried for the second time, so they were both very nervous. They went down to the Jaws theme song. Everyone was so shocked. They were both scared. And they thought
ridiculous.
It was the most fitting song.
Eve, that's incredible. I love the idea that the Bundy bear is something they pray to. They place him up there with the priest.
Yeah, I was at a music festival in Queensland, yeah. And there was a man that had the Bundy bear full size on his back.
Tattooed. Oh, my God, amazing.
Full size. Forever.
Isn't that where you grew up?
Bundy bear. I went to school across the road from the Bundy Rum Distillery.
Bundy. Rachel in Bondi, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Inappropriate wedding song.
My cousin's husband loves The Wedding Singer, and at their wedding he pulled out the microphones and started singing, Love Stinks.
Yeah. Amazing.
The rich and the pizza, wanting for sure.
Love Stinks?
Love Stinks!
Amazing. Yeah. Adam Sandler's version.
Perfect.
Thanks, Rach. Rochelle, what's the most awkward wedding song you've heard?
The worst I've heard is You're Beautiful by James Blunt. I, like, sat there and I was like, do you guys realise that song is not even romantic?
Isn't it about stalking another man's
it's
girlfriend?
It's about a guy who's, we'll go with intoxicated, stalking a guy's girlfriend through Subway. And I was like, do you guys know what it's about?
Yeah, it's not a romance. And James Blunt has
come out and said that.
You guys, stop playing this at your wedding.
Another one of our mates.
Yeah.
Dropped in.
Yeah, he's a good mate.
He's a loose unit,
Ed Sheeran just became the godfather to his child.
Oh.
Some facts I picked up today. Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, how you going, guys?
Johnny!
Was this the song at your wedding?
Yeah.
What happened, mate? Yeah.
Oh, she decided to go elsewhere, and I was 14 years, and I finished biting the dust, I guess, by the junkyard dog.
This was the song that Johnny played at his wedding. Brilliant. Such a good song. And another one. Thanks, Johnny. 14 years, she decided to get off. So matter of fact, 14 years, she decided to go elsewhere. All right, Johnny. Steph, hey, Steph.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
You had a wedding and an awkward song came on?
Oh, my God. It was my Auntie Jo's wedding. This is her second wedding. She cheated on her husband.
Oh, bloody Jo.
With the guy she married, and they danced to, wait for it, Suspicious Minds by Elvis. We can go
at least they've got good senses of humour. Very good.
Good turnout, Sydney. Well done.
Good turnout. It's almost like we've got $1,000 on the line. Yeah, and the quality of calls lifted. We can't go past far north Queensland.
You cannot.
Eve. Hey, Eve.
You guys, yes.
Oh, there she is.
Eve, you got $1,000, buddy.
Woo! I love you guys. Thank you.
You're no so worries. Welcome. Make sure you give Linny and Dick our love.
I will. They're travelling Australia now, so... I'll give them a call.
Amazing.
And bloody well done, Queensland.
Yeah, get on you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, doll, you're so cute. We hear that you call every day.
I do. I love playing the game at home and I'm always listening to you. I love you because I actually requested to get your book for Christmas, Em. I love you, Em.
Aww.
And I love you too, Harley.
Thanks, Brianna. You are just a ray of sunshine.
You are the cutest. Where are you
Thank
from?
You.
Where are
Mittagong.
You?
Mittagong.
Oh, darling. And you're saving up for a car?
Yes, I am, yes.
How much have you saved?
Oh, not too much at the moment, but I'm hoping I can win today and put it in the savings towards it.
Oh, you are the most adorable thing
change the questions.
Or I'll hand you over to Harley. He'll be your quiz master, darling.
Hey, Brianna.
Thank you. Hey.
Your letter is F today.
F for frog?
Frog is great. Fire truck.
Okay.
Come on, Brianna.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once. You get 30 seconds and it starts after I finish the first question. Jeez, I want you to win.
Come on, Brianna.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Here we go. Name a clothing brand.
Pass.
An ice cream flavour.
Ferrero Rocher, I don't know.
A dog breed.
Pass.
A gym.
Fitness First.
A movie.
First Choice.
A kitchen appliance.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Fairfield.
An R&B artist.
Pass.
A drink.
Pass.
An Australian island.
Fiji.
You are adorable. So
thank you.
You got $400, Brianna.
Mate, you did your absolute best.
It's all right.
Put that in your car fund.
What are you doing today, Brianna? What are you doing today with your day? What are you doing?
I'm actually not doing a good day off work, so I'm just going to chill out and have a nice relaxing day, I think.
I love that. What do you do to chill out?
I listen to the radio today, FM.
Yes.
We love you, sick. Let's give Brianna. What else have I got to give Brianna?
We got a squatty potty left.
Yes.
Can I give her the R&B Fridays Vine Days tickets? I'm gonna.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brianna, you've got R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC, Sugar. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Oh, you're so welcome, honey. You enjoy that. And you call any bloody time. Just call up for a chat. You've brightened both of our days.
You want to know the way
into
our heart?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joel. Thank you. Oh, well, she was just delightful.
Yes.
You know, just when you think your entire heart is a singed piece of tiny burnt out bark.
Yeah, I'd give it up on humanity.
Oh. And then Brianna comes along.
Bubbly life source called in.
So great. Right now it's time for Em's Gem.
Rubbish at that game, though.
Oh, that's okay. She's made my day. I don't even care. She's such a good contestant. I wish I had more prizes to give her.
A bullshit.
Oh, like, I went through. I know, right? Seriously. I think she did well in the ice cream flavour.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't even one.
French vanilla.
No one says French vanilla.
No, they don't.
Oh, I have a friend. Oh, well, calm down, mate. She's vanilla, mate. She's plain vanilla.
Wankers.
Yeah.
And they're not listening to our show.
No one's listening to our show.
Sorry. I led you down a path.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
New Zealand, do you know what?
Heard of it, been
love
there.
Love it.
My favourite country in the whole world. I've said it here and I'll say it over there and I'll back it up.
Any travel agents listening, any New Zealand people listening, I will happily take my family there and promote you online if you want to send me there on a five-star holiday skiing.
I said this off air, but New Zealand...
I'll happily do cash for comments, guys.
New Zealand is what the rest of the world thinks Australia is.
Yes.
It is the laid-back, larrikin, great vibes, clean air, heartland of the world.
Yeah, it's a great place. And New Zealand police, they got marriage equality. They're the first female prime minister.
Yep.
They just always seem to be way ahead of everyone.
On the precipice of legal marijuana.
Yeah, they're like the Scandinavia of our, you know, you always feel like Finland and Iceland are ahead of us on all things, education, tax, everything. Well, I feel like New Zealand are there. And New Zealand police, you must have seen this video has gone bunta everywhere. They've done a recruitment drive and it is the most, I think their budget must have been more than Armageddon's.
It is like Armageddon.
It really is. There's a lot of parkour happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of changing of identities. There's a lot of stunt work.
Yeah.
And but there's a guy doing sexy dancing on a crossing wall. I mean, I'm here for it. I didn't get it.
So what's the Flight of the Conchords guy's name?
Taika?
No, Flight of the Conchords.
Reese Darby?
No, the other one.
Jermaine?
Yes.
Jermaine?
The guy dancing looks like
Jermaine in a wig.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically there's just New Zealand police just on a continuous chase. They're running. Yeah. And every time the shot changes, it's a new policeman.
Yes.
And then there's one scene, there's an old guy crossing a crossing, and then a cop runs past him and then stops to help him. And then a dancer comes on, looking like Jermaine from the Conchords, and does some sexy pelvic thrusting.
For no good reason. Except that you always have sexy pelvic thrusting.
Do you need a reason for sex? I'm just doing it now.
And then they show the guy in the car that's waiting into for the old man, and he's into it.
Yeah. And then there's a bit where this is my favourite bit where there's because they are trying to attract more Maori policemen and women. They're really obviously, and the ad is very culturally diverse, which is great. Every ethnicity is represented, and religion, which is what we need in the force. So there's a bit, which are we going to play you now, where there's the police officer, he's running through a park very fast, and he runs past a woman. She's in the field doing some exercising.
So what's holding you back?
Oh, it's just a tire tied to my waist with a bit of rope.
Yeah, I didn't mean it there, literally. I was just asking the question.
What?
You kind of just ruined my flow now. There was supposed to be a big build-up, and now we have to go over this whole section again.
Who's we? Oh, okay.
When you watch New Zealand Cops, you're like...
It's actually that.
Oh, hey, bro, can you pull the car over, please? What you got in the big bro?
Why are the New Zealand Cops in South Africa?
Shut up! I'm the woman of 1,000 voices. How dare you? Anyway, well done, New Zealand, just in general. And again, I'm available, my whole family are available, to fly to New Zealand and give positive reviews of 5-star everything.
Hey, I'll see you at the World Buskers Festival.
Hashtag cash for comment.
Do you know what else I do?
I put
children to sleep.
What?
Oh, yeah, mate.
So you go shopping with your kids.
Yep.
You build a trailer. I'm building
a trailer, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing very well with that. I did a little section on the trailer yesterday that I actually went inside and said, Hannah, come and have a look at this.
Oh, what do you call that, dog? I love that.
I'm like, look at that bit. Yeah. Routed that out. Perfect. The boys and her couldn't have given a crap. Nah. Anyway.
So you also put babies to sleep.
I put babies to sleep.
Yeah.
Just by putting on my comedy. Hey! Anyway.
You should not be doing your comedy in front of babies.
No.
No.
No, don't. Hey, look, I've said this all my career.
Don't bring kids.
Don't bring your children
to
my show.
Me too.
People keep doing it.
You know what I'm worried about?
What?
A lot of people listen to this station obviously have bought tickets to my show thinking they're going to get M on air.
They're not.
Very concerned.
M on air, Harley on air. Very, very different.
5%.
To on stage.
Not even. Not even 5%.
Not even awake.
I say the C-bomb 3 seconds into the new show. In song. I'm classy.
In a song.
So did you put Walter to bed?
Yeah, so I put Leonard to bed first.
Oh, yeah, great.
He is difficult because the sun's still up. He's like, but why are we going to bed, mate? I'm like, no, it's a fair point. Yeah. I don't know. The sun's up.
But the sun's up till nearly 9 o'clock.
I know, and he's got to be in bed by 8.
Yeah. Gee, that's generous.
Yeah,
my 10-year-old's forced to go to bed at 8
o'clock. Daylight savings is 8 o'clock. We finished Eden Blyton's The Enchanted Wood last night for the second time.
It's going
to make
a joke
beautiful.
Then, but Enchanted Wood.
And then Walter was asleep, but then he woke up. Mm. So I finished in there, and then I went in to Walter. I'm like, all right. And then you do the stupid dance, right? It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just do it all. The jigga, 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 the show.
Sometimes you got to do the
you're tapping 1 foot, you're waving an arm in the air, you got a tongue poking out. And Hannah walked into the room as I'm going, and then I start doing it louder so that she knows this is not the time to come in the room because I'm very close. And then she just came over and was like, and she's going,
She's
walking over, and then she went, I just want to show you the picture of this man dressed as a chicken. I'm like, that is clearly not the time for that.
Clearly it is, anyway. And that's why you married that woman, because there's never not a time. I mean, we'll marry. I mean, impregnated.
We did it in reverse
order. Got moved in.
Yep.
Mate, both my kids were bridesmaids at my wedding.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, Leonard's my best man.
Amazing.
Imagine that speech. Hectic. So I sit down on this chair, and I'm rocking them back and forwards, and a friend of ours recently gave us a white noise maker.
Oh, they're the best.
They are invaluable.
Told you I've got one in my phone.
They're the best. Yeah. I've got one in my phone.
Like a pink noise.
Problem is the one in my phone, if I turn that on, then when I want to leave, I've got to leave my phone there.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted.
You need your phone.
Take my phone. Because I've got to do a poo. Guys. And I need my phone while I'm doing poo. So I put on this little noisemaker, this little white noise thing, and it's got a few different settings. Right, this one's the sort of ocean.
Nice.
That kind of noise. Yeah. And I am exhausted and I'm falling asleep. Walter's just so there.
Yeah.
And then in the silence of the ocean, out of nowhere, they've got seagull noises. What evil maniac?
We're
going to
wait till they're just dropping off and we're chucking a psychotic thing.
Chip.
Harley is departing the show at the end of the week. Ed Cavalli is joining me as my new co-host. Harley will drop in every now and then, though.
Yeah.
And this could be the last time we ever play this segment. I'm very sad.
I'm sorry how sad everyone is out there for this, because this is truly one of the greatest.
One of the greatest. This is
radio
also
contests ever.
The last time we may hear the opener.
We've lost the plot. Can you identify the movie that we've got just by the plot line? How many can you get before you run out of time?
really gonna leave a hole, aren't I?
Very sad day. I mean, I'll fight hard for this segment to continue on, in your honour. I will.
Also, on another note, I just went to the toilet and thought I was dying.
Because you forgot to write a note to yourself.
Yes, that yesterday I had quite a substantial amount of beetroot.
And usually Harley writes on his hand.
Remember the beetroot.
Yeah.
Anyway, we
And I came across you as you were coming out of the toilet. And
I'm
like,
dying.
Babe, what's wrong? He goes, I forgot I had beetroot.
Literally that I was beating internally.
Sometimes our welfare conversations are way better. Hey, Rosie, welcome to what could be the last ever Lost the Plot.
Oh, don't can it, guys. I love this game.
Right. We should can I ask any Em and Harley listener now, soon to become the Em and Ed listener, if you could please contact the Facebook page and let everyone know of your love, especially Jace Allen and Kim LEP.
Yeah.
If you love this segment and you don't want it to die, please contact the Facebook page. If you don't, just shh. No one needs that kind of negativity in their life. Rosie, what's your favourite movie?
Probably The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, oh, that's a nice
She loves
movie.
The classic.
Yeah, that's a good film. Yeah.
All right. Well, you explain the rules. I'm going to keep my calm voice on. I was very good at this.
It's very simple, Rosie. What
read
she
the
said.
Screen.
I can guarantee this is the last Lost the Plot ever.
Jace
from Jason and Kim.
No.
Oh, well, I don't think it's the Jason Kim show, dickheads.
We'll see.
All right.
Right, Rosie, here's the rules. First of all, have fun.
Yes, that's a good rule. Okay.
You get a minute, which seems like a ridiculously long amount of time.
Don't you be a negative Nancy.
No, it's all positive. Your time starts after I show the first title to Em. Now, what she has to do is she just describes the title without using the title to you. Mm. Then you say the film, and then we give you prizes.
Okay,
let's do it.
Kimmy, all right. Your time starts now.
A big fat green guy, kind of creepy.
Shrek?
Yes. Wilson! Man falls in love with a ball.
Castaway.
Yes. Two desperate men turn up to weddings they don't really are not invited to and are a bit creepy and
wedding
pick
crashes.
Up. Yes. Rich family goes to France without their child. He then gets in fights with robbers and nearly kills them.
Home Alone.
Yes. A guy who's never had sex and he's over the age of 39.
40-year-old virgin.
Yes. Things that you drive in.
Cars.
Yes. Two guys. Terrible teeth, fringe, not very intelligent. One's even...
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Oh, God.
Do your New Zealand accent.
No, I'm not doing that movie. Next. She's a prostitute, but... do you work on commission? Big mistake. Yes. Two brothers are on the run. They play in a band. There's nuns. Yes. Classic movie.
Blues
Brothers.
The Blues Brothers was the last film there.
Mother and Superior.
The film that Em didn't want to do was Blood Diamond.
I do not want to do Blood Diamond.
No,
well how do you want me to describe
you
that,
do
mate?
Accent.
I was just going to say do the New Zealand accent, which is a South African
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, I know, but that movie is not about happy things.
No, it's not about happy
so
things.
So what do you want me to do?
But I'd say Leonardo DiCaprio doing a rubbish accent
for Blood Diamond. How dare you? My accent, my New Zealand accent is brilliant.
Rosie, you won the station, mate. We're giving you
today. Yeah, you've got it. You're
hell prizes. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
well done, you won darling. Everything. Goodbye, lost the plot. Get stuffed, Jace, you shiny-headed idiot. We're not getting rid of it. It's not going. I'll force it on the air. I don't even care. Guys, I'm not joking. Contact the Facebook page. Go. Em and Harley show. It'll be Em and Ed soon, but it'll be same. Just, I'm still there, guys. That's all you need to know. Please fight for this game. I need the power of the people. Not only do I need a giant penis, I also need Lost the Plot to
continue. Wow, that's out of context. Because there's definitely people listening now.
Oh, they weren't listening to 605?
605.
Oh, guys, for my stand-up show.
No, Em just said she needs a giant penis and Lost the Plot. No, that's it. Go to the break.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The Em Rossiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Obviously, the other huge news story today besides the royal engagement is the allegations that have come out against Don Burke.
Mate, all jokes aside, the oldies are having a rough day.
It's a tough day for the seniors of Australia.
Yes.
What do you believe in?
It is.
You're up because of the royal wedding and then this stuff with Don Burke. I tell you, we are going to be very careful. He has employed and hired the foremost defamation lawyer. And there are some things Harley and I would like to say, and it may sound like we're sitting back, but we're just being very careful as to not jeopardise this station and the people who work for it.
And I'll just say this before you get
into it. I won't be holding back on stage quite so much.
No. And you've got a page full of notes there of things you want to talk about. I just want to say that on these issues, this is regardless of Don Burke, on these issues, your default setting should be to believe the victim.
Yeah.
That should be the default setting.
Absolutely.
Before anything else.
So he sat down last night with Tracy Grimshaw on A Current Affair, and I just want to say off the bat, well done, Tracy Grimshaw.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget, because of some of the nature of the stories on A Current Affair, she is a bloody great journo.
Yeah.
And she absolutely held into account and pulled no punches, and it would have been on, like, she turned up and did it. Like, it was straight off the bat. And from what I've seen of the interview, and I watched some of it, I found a lot of it hard to watch. It was an interview full of excuses, and that was quite extraordinary. So the first thing you're going to hear is, him self-diagnosing himself with something.
You've never before said that you've got Asperger's.
No, and I haven't been medically diagnosed, but I've worked it out that that's what I've got and what it is, and it's a terrible failing. I have difficulty looking anyone in the eye. I can look in a lens, but I have real difficulty looking anyone in the eye. And I miss all their body language and often, the subtle signs that people give to you, like back off, that's enough. I don't see that. And no one can understand how you can't see it, but you don't.
Mm. What?
Yeah, I don't know what having Asperger's and how that relates to him having an excuse. And I know a lot of parents of children have come forward with Asperger's. A lot of people with Asperger's have come forward and said, no, that's not
I've got a lot of mates with
how
Asperger's.
That works.
For some reason, the entertainment industry
attracts it.
And that's the first I've heard of.
Very strange that he kind of threw that out almost like an excuse.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But
he also kind of went on about what I found interesting. The people of Australia will judge me. The people of Australia will judge if I'm the most evil person to ever have lived. This is for them to judge me. And I just want to say, as an Australian, I'm judging you. He also pointed out that 30 years ago, it was 30 years ago. And, you know, who remembers what they did 30 years ago? Like, that was an excuse. Well, yeah, it was really strange. The whole thing was strange. But he also said that it's a witch hunt and that people don't like him and that he's just not that type of man.
No, I'm not that man at all. I've got a lot of failings, but no, I'm not that man. Some of those things that I'm supposed to have said are absolutely despicable, and no person should say that to another person. It's not so much no man should never say it to a woman. No one should say those things to other people, and the things that I've said I didn't say, I did not say.
Then Tracy went on to absolutely nail him on an accusation that was witnessed by his crew and backed up.
We heard an account this morning from Julie Nielsen, and when you walked into her house, she opened the door and you said, I bet you could shock a bad boy, do you take it up the
Never. Never anything like that, nor would I. But I don't know.
We've heard that from the crew.
I didn't say it. Yeah. Well,
so the crew's lying.
Well, you say the
three
crew,
women who...
There was a problem with the crew, and I don't want to go into that because of some fragilities of the people involved. But no, I never said that.
Yeah, he kept saying that it's grudges, that this is a big conspiracy against him. It was strange.
Why now, though?
I don't know. Then he said that women have a victim mentality.
This whole Weinstein thing, one of the things it does is to reinforce the victim mentality in women.
Do you see the whole Me Too campaign post-Weinstein as turning women into victims? Because it seems to be very empowering. They're all finding their voices after all of these
years. In that sense, and that's for women, not so much women, some women, but for a lot of the others, I think it reinforces a bit of fear and so on and their victim position.
What? I think he questions a lot of the victims, and what I could say, Don was saying 30 years ago, you know, he doesn't think he did these things. Victims remember.
Yes.
Victims vividly recall when they have been, when this type of thing has happened.
Yes.
And they recall very minute details. Yeah. And it often is the fact that in these cases, the perpetrators don't remember it. They just move on with things.
Sure.
He also said that the kids made some mistakes.
You've got to learn from the mistakes you made, and I've got some good mistakes in here, and I think people are punishing me for them, and not entirely wrongly. But that big end of town with the sexual stuff, I guess, is a way of twisting the knife. And if I had done it, I would admit to it now. I'm in a frame of mind where I'm just sick of all this. The gossip's been around for one. I want it over and done with, and it would be far less painful for me to say, yeah, I did that, I said that. But I didn't.
And this morning, former Olympic swimmer Susie O'Neill also came forward with her own account, which was officially complained about by her then manager to Channel 7. So, it's not just people that he's claiming to be disgruntled.
Yeah.
And I also know that there's going to be quite a few more allegations come forward against John Burke in the next couple of days. And similarly, Fairfax and ABC have been doing quite an in-depth investigation. Tracy Spicer is obviously involved. 64 high-profile men are on that list, Australian men. So, guys, batten down the hatches.
Time's
this
up.
This is about to get huge.
Yeah.
And it should.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be uncomfortable. And a lot of you, I have found, been reading comments are kind of trying to go, oh, you know, that was just the behaviour of the time. That's what we did in the 70s and 80s. And the things were more accepted then than now. And stop judging people by today's standards. But I've said this time and time again, I know many people who were around in the 60s, 70s and 80s, members of my family, members of my management, members of people I work with, who didn't behave in this way.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse at all. I heard I saw a really great meme about the idea that this is a witch hunt. And someone said, yeah, it is. The witches are on the hunt. We're coming for you.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I also, you know, like we said before, people complaining about all their favourite men, you know, who's next? And then a female comedian wrote, I can't remember her name, she wrote under it, well, this worship more women.
Yeah.
Go on. Idolise more some women. More women.
Absolutely.
So, this is obviously developing and that's all we can really say about it. But quite extraordinary, the interview last night. Obviously, Prince Harry, if you didn't know, it is my honour. If you're just waking up, you're just turning on the radio, it's my honour to tell you that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are officially engaged, which I already knew, obviously, being a royal watcher.
Yeah.
The royal watching official hotline rang at my house last night, the gold phone.
They called you.
Of course they did.
Direct, yep.
I want to tell you, there's different levels of being part of the royal watching society.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about it. We're going to talk about this at 8:10.
Oh, are we?
But we also just thought we'd give people a chance to call in on 13 10 60. If you had an announcement today also and you've just been upstaged by the royals, I just thought we'd just open the hotline up, and if people feel like they've had their thunder stolen by... Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
All right. Well, I was going to do right now is do a 13 10 60. Have you ever appeared in a magazine? I don't know why. Kieran, do you want to come and help with that?
I thought
13 10 60, Sydney, have you ever appeared in a magazine that you've always desired to be in?
Are you? What is even going on right now?
Kieran, what have you got in your hot little hand there?
Alpha Buck Solicit.
Okay, so you've already caught me out this morning with this because you were supposed to know that...
Oh, she knows. This week's
That's Life.
Yeah, and I'm like, where's my That's Life? Yeah. Because I love That's Life.
You're not on the front cover.
I'm just
that
reading... Oh, let's... Hectic. Can we look at this? A nasty letter changed my life.
Home hair dye left me balls.
A brother's search for answers. Oh, my God. Why are you giving me That's Life, Kieran? Kieran makes all the videos you watch of us, by the way.
Now, you're not on the front cover, though.
No,
Amelia,
disappointing. But if you go to page 4.
Page 4. Oh!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. You guys, just low-key, I'm in this week's That's Life.
There's a picture of you holding to That's Life. And then there's a little bubble beside you that says, my co-host on Today FM Breakfast Radio, M. Rusciano, is your biggest fan. She loves reading the mag every week while sipping on her morning latte. Harley Breen via email. Now, I just want you to know, I did not send that message. This morning was the first I'd heard of it.
look at me. I mean, you guys.
I've been catfished.
You guys, stop the world. I'm on page 4 of That's Life. Just when I thought coming 9th in Australian Idol in 2004 couldn't be topped. Oh, my God. Look, it's a full... It's a big picture.
It is a big picture.
Joel, it's a big picture,
yes.
Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dreams do come... Oh, my God.
Now, I have to say hello to the That's Life office because... They love you and they listen to the show.
Shut up.
Every morning. So when I emailed them, they were very excited.
Oh my God, can I? That's live. I want to be a cover girl.
Mate, you're on the same page as Peter Coombe.
What?
Child entertainer royalty. Peter Coombe, right beside you.
Yeah, but the guy above me looks
And like he actually got the star pick. Why don't
why
you
didn't
have the
I get the star? Hang on a minute. At least I've had a recent hit, Pete. Jeez. Oh, me and my pet. Oh, and a cat. Oh, I spotted this novel used for a pair of old jeans while visiting Sydney's Everleigh Markets. Oh, they've put some plants in the jeans. That's clever.
Barely flopping a pizza. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. What do you get? What do you... Did he sing that? When you
know.
Open the door every morning.
Oh, yeah. Every morning
of every day. You get the newspaper, mama. Newspaper, mama.
Oh, my
God. Okay, guys.
That's why he's the star pick.
Guys. When you go and do the food shopping today, pick up That's Life and turn to page 4.
Just rip out page 4 and take it with you.
Take a photo of it. Tag yourself.
I do not endorse that.
Okay. Oh, people are ringing through with their magazine things, but it's not as exciting as mine.
Just so people know, it's the one with, because there'll be a couple on the shelf, it's the blue cover.
The blue? Is that the lesser one?
No, it's just the blue cover. It's the new one.
How many?
It's released every week.
Just Australia's number one real life mag?
Yeah, it is.
Is it its only
800,000 people a week.
Shut up.
Jeez, there's some hectic stories in this magazine.
Okay, do I want to take the calls? I mean, are we going to top me on page 4 of That's Life, really?
I don't know. It'll make us late, though, so we can do less later on.
Maddie in Kensington. Maddie, can you top me being on page 4 of That's Life?
Oh, what?
Can you top being on page 4 of That's Life?
I don't think I can. Like, I don't know. It's pretty hectic.
Are you, like, so excited that I'm in That's Life this week?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mate.
What are you still on the phone for, mate? Why don't you go out and get the magazine?
Don't buy it. Was your friend
I don't
a
know.
New...
I feel like I'm eavesdropping. I just get nervous.
Why was your friend a new idea?
He was, like, allergic to everything when he was a kid. Anyway, and then he had, like, a bit of ice cream and then, like, had a massive anaphylactic... like attack, but then his mum did like an article on it and was saying that it was like my son nearly died eating ice cream or something. Like
that is
weird title.
Such a good headline for That's Life.
Did she get paid?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Silver
Great,
linings.
Mate. Roseanne in Cronulla, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, Joel,
hello,
what have you done?
How are you going?
Oh, Joel, what's happened to you?
Oh, I'm heaps better than That's Life. What are you talking about?
What?
I was in the Coles magazine.
What?
New World.
Yes, Coles New World.
That is coveted. You can't get in that magazine for want of love or money.
Why did you?
Do you want to know what you have to do to get in?
Yes.
I was checkout operator of the year.
Yes, you were, Roseanne.
Oh, you're trumping.
I was.
You're bloody trumping.
I so was.
Oh, fine.
We're going to send Roseanne a copy of That's Life.
Oh, my God. Thanks for your calls, guys. This is the greatest. Thank you, everyone involved. Thank you, That's Life.
I organised the whole thing.
You didn't even know.
No, I didn't.
Oh, there's
no
a nice jewellery giveaway. God,
got my name
look
in
at that.
Though.
Bring some sparkle into your life. I wonder what I can buy on this. Oh, God, I'm going to do the Crozzle, definitely.
All right.
Okay.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
G'day, Jade.
Hey, how you going?
So good. Okay, so we're going to get on to it.
That's Life Famous.
Oh, my God, are you so
That's Life Famous.
Are you going to Coles today or Woolies or wherever you
well,
go?
Well, I obviously will be.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. Page 4, Joel, of the blue cover. It's very niche, my fame. It's a blue cover, page 4.
I just want
I've got
you
it.
Know.
I can't wait to get it.
Yes.
Everybody just calm down because I, in 1995, was in a teacher's aid video.
Whatever.
Help new teachers deal with problem students.
I was on A Current Affair because my auntie was a producer and they needed young people to say, I drink to get drunk. And I said that on national television and I didn't even drink.
In 1999,
yes.
I was on 60 Minutes being interviewed about Pauline Hanson and her policies on youth homelessness.
Jade, have you been on the telly?
I was on Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, do tell.
But not with Don Burke or anything.
No,
that's not his show.
No.
Let's move on. Here we are.
Thanks, Shady. Okay.
In the background, that's good.
Good.
My elbow was in a Toyota advert.
Australian Idol in 2004 came ninth.
That is the first time hearing of that.
I know.
That's the first time hearing of that.
Sorry, I should bring it up more.
I once kicked a football through a window.
Go!
Right. So the letter today, Jade, is E for everyone sick of our chat.
For Amelia, for anything.
There you go.
What's
you
my
can,
name?
You can figure all of those things out for yourself. You do get 30 seconds. I've got to take your first answer. You can only use it once. Your time will start after this, the first question. Jade, go quick. We'll get you as much money as we can. Here we go. Name a fish.
Eel.
Name a number.
Eight.
A country.
Ethiopia.
A female celebrity.
Pass.
A magazine.
E.
A food.
Eggs.
A school subject.
English.
A brand.
Pass.
An Australian animal.
Emu.
A phone app.
Emojis.
A school subject.
English. I just said that.
Oh, did you say that? Oh, no, female celebrity. I jumped back to the wrong one.
Oh.
Did you lose two? Give me a female celebrity. I'll give you $100.
Eva Mendes.
There you go.
$800.
You wouldn't have had time to get the 10. Sorry, I jumped back to the wrong one.
Ah, it's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, you got $800.
You're starstruck.
Give her 900.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Jade.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, Royal, she's stalking you. Oh, here she comes. She's a Royal watcher. She's stalking.
She's stalking. What's happening here?
Royal Watch.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big day.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
the Queen's abdicated.
They're a very... No! Oh, my God. How dare you? Although Charles is tapping his watch going, come on, mummy.
Well, Charles looks older than his mum.
Charles has had a gutful. Charles has had to accept he's never going to be king. And if he is king, it'll be for a day.
Yeah.
Poor Charles.
He's not even into it.
Nah, he doesn't even like the monarchy. He doesn't believe in himself.
Yeah.
It's very exciting because, obviously, last night our time, it was announced that Prince Harry and actor Meghan Markle were officially engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I got the call through on the hotline.
That's right.
On the World Royal Watching Society hotline.
That's right. And you have a phone in your house.
Of course. And I want you to understand there are various levels of being part of this association.
Yeah.
So you start off as a royal enthusiast, right?
Mm, yeah.
And then you move to royal watcher.
Yeah.
Then you
which
move
is creepy.
To royal insider.
Mm.
And if I can somehow slide into royal insider, the next step is royal.
Oh.
Mm, yep.
How are you going to become a royal?
Mate.
You're going to marry someone?
Yes.
Hey, Scotty. So
there are other ways to become a royal.
How?
I can challenge Lizzie for the throne. She's weak.
Is that a thing you're allowed to do?
Yeah, I'll challenge her to trial by combat. I'll kill her.
Wow. You just got on so many legitimate watch lists.
No, not dead. Legit. No, I don't want her to die. I'll just defeat her.
Just be maimed?
No, she'll be like, oh, I can't hold
I'm fairly blood. Sure that this is the truth. If you physically assault the Queen, the law still stands that you will be punished by death in England.
I'm not
going
to physically assault Lizzie. Like, we're going to walk out in all our armour, right? And my armour's going to be legit. Like, think the opening scenes of Wonder Woman. And, like, I'll pick my sword up and be like, Lizzie, I challenge you to a duel for the Queendom.
Yep.
And then, And then she'll be, like, trying to lift up her sword, but she's very old.
Yeah.
But the sword will be too heavy. She'll be like, oh, Amelia,
I think you
can have the Queendom. I'm too old.
But I think you forget, she is a queen.
It's fine.
So she knows how to rumble.
Mate.
She's bringing the rain.
Have you met?
She's bringing. I'm backing Lizzie in on this.
Mate, meet death and destruction here. My two fists.
She's been the queen for 152 years.
All right, fine. Anyway, there's nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
The two are engaged. Yes. It's very exciting. And they've already done an interview with the BBC. Mm. And it is the most delightful thing I've ever seen. They are so in love. I love love today. There's some really horrible news stories running around, and this is not one of them.
Yes.
Here you're going to this is Harry saying it's actually really lovely what he thought his mother might have thought of Meghan.
What do you think your mother would have thought of Meghan or said about Meghan?
Oh, they'd be thick as thieves. Without question, I think she would be over the moon, jumping up and down, you know, so excited for me. But then, as I said, we'd have probably been best friends with Meghan. So no, it is days like today when I really miss having her around and miss being able to share the happy news. But you know, with the ring and with everything else that's going on, I'm sure
she's with us.
I'm sure she's with us. Yeah, you know, jumping up and down somewhere else.
Is he saying, and the interviewer saying Meghan?
Meghan.
Because it's Meghan.
Yeah, but they're English. You know how they talk. I think he calls her Megs by all accounts.
Oh yeah,
which kind of solves it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did that woman say Meghan? Really
talking to the microphone, idiot. Into the microphone.
It's Meghan if you're British.
Well, why did she say Meghan?
She did say Meghan, and so did Harry.
Oh, well.
What a great contribution.
That is the most British answer we've ever had on the show. Oh, well. Now we're going to hear how he proposed, guys.
It's a standard, typical night
for
us.
It's a cosy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken
trying to roast a chicken.
And it was just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
Of course.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish.
Oh, God, I hate them so much. They're in love.
Yeah, they love it. And roasting chicken.
As if they're doing like that. Cute. They're not cooking. I don't want the royals shoving things up a chicken's bum. I don't want that.
No.
Although lemons and parsley inside a chicken before you roast
Hello.
It.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very good.
Christ.
Whole lemon. Put some knife slits in it.
Garlic.
So it releases. Oh, yeah.
100%. And finally, Meghan addresses everyone's opinion that it's been a whirlwind romance.
I don't think that I would call it a whirlwind in terms of our relationship. Obviously, there have been layers attached to how public it has become. After we had a good 5-6 months almost with just privacy, which was amazing. But no, I think we were able to really have so much time just to connect. And we never went longer than 2 weeks without seeing each other, even though we were obviously doing a long-distance relationship. So we made it work.
How long were they together before they were
engaged? 8 months.
That's all right.
Fine. I had a kid after 4. I mean, let's not judge.
Yeah.
I just think it's so great. And she says that's what everyone is saying, even Harry. I don't know what that means.
Oh, the Meghan.
Oh, it's Meghan. We were going to do calls, but I think we've probably talked on it long enough and there's nothing that can top this.
No.
I just feel like it's great news for everyone. I'm going to be across it. I want to know every minutia, every detail. I want to know who the bridesmaids are going to be. I want to know Kate's going to give birth next year. Okay, Milton, I want to know how we're going to do that timing. There's some stuff going on with other things. It's like a 70th anniversary for the Queen. So, like, there's a lot going on. Yeah. I need to know the schedule.
Yep.
And we need to make sure we're all across this.
I'm going to pass out.
Congratulations to Harry and Meghan Markle.
What are you doing, Harley?
Dem and Harley with Nazim.
Sorry.
Harley's dropped his headphones. Nazim's come in wearing a school uniform.
I haven't. It's just a matching tracksuit. You guys are afraid of colour coordination.
I don't. You've got a blue. This is so hectic. You've got a blue T-shirt, a blue tracksuit, full kit, that's like a primary school kit.
Blue stripes on
and
your three stripes.
A blue backpack.
Yep.
What happened?
I am blue,
and I'm in need of a guide. I'm in need. Those are the words.
No, if I was green, I would die.
Mate, just watch the text line blow up now.
Isn't the words, I'm we blue, if I was green, line. I would die. If I
I'm
was
in
green,
of
I would
a guide.
Die.
I'm in need of a guide. I'm in need
You're wrong,
of a guide. I'm in need of a guide.
Of what? Why?
Everyone's in need of a guide. Don't you think?
I need a guide.
I just don't feel like they were looking that deep into life.
Sometimes I get lost.
Yeah. Mm. What happened? What's going on?
Well, you know what? I was waiting for my friends who were late for dinner at a restaurant.
Oh.
So I went across the road to the Bunnings.
Yes.
And I was walking around.
Great.
No, Bunnings.
Love Bunnings.
Mate, you're at a classy restaurant if it's a
classy Bunnings. You're right. It was a very cheap restaurant. But
mate, that's a food truck.
He was just in the food court at Bunnings. Now Bunnings have cafes
Look,
now.
He's at the cafe.
He was at the cafe at Bunnings.
I got no friends.
Eating a sausage. It's just a lie.
I don't know why to say I had friends.
I did. It wasn't even at a restaurant.
Basically,
I don't even eat.
I passed the day by walking around. I don't even know how to do handy stuff. So, you know, I don't even know what I was doing. They're looking at all the wood and the tools and stuff. But then I went to the garden section.
Yes.
And then, you know what? Like, you walk through there.
there, and it, and the packaging makes it look like everything's very simple to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to buy some plants. So
yes. From seed birth?
No, like, well, I thought about that, but then I saw the ones that are already made. So I was like, why would I buy the seeds and just get some that are already made? So I got a raspberry plant.
Oh, yes.
And I also got a chili one.
Okay.
And then the guy said, make sure it's got heaps of sunlight. So I was like, sick, of course, man, just water it. And I go, what else do I need to do? He goes, is your soil good? I go, I don't know. So he gave me like compost.
Oh, you got upsold like
gave me everything. I walked out with heaps of stuff, yeah. Like a shovel, because we don't have anything, gloves.
Anyway, dirt, that. A garden.
But he gave me like a bag of compost, like the, what is it? The shit.
Blood and bone.
It's a bag of poo.
Yeah, blood and bone.
Anyway, then my friends are like, where are you? I'm like, across the road, just bought a heap of stuff. Anyway, went to had dinner, went home, planned to the stuff the next day.
Excuse me, wait one second. You were at a restaurant.
Down, but I feel like
this is not even part of the story yet.
I think he made up the restaurant.
Go on, yeah, the restaurant. I've got friends. All right, we had dinner. It was good dinner. It was Lebanese food, meat and vegetables and stuff like that.
Great.
Anyway, plan to the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Realize I don't have direct sunlight, but anyway, whatever. Fine. My sister's like, none of that's going to grow. Shut up, sister. You know, I've gone through life.
Wait,
right?
Isn't she like a high-powered lawyer?
Yeah, she's a very smart lawyer, yeah. But she doesn't know anything about growing plants.
Lawyers don't know how to grow plants.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, plan to the plants, right? And then I was clearing some other plants, yeah. And then I realized by the corner of the garden,
mm-hmm.
There's actually a suspicious-looking green plant.
Oh, yeah.
And the plant is... well, I don't know if I need to say allegedly to cover my own back, but I've got a marijuana plant in my garden.
Surprise, surprise, marijuana plant. You don't have to say allegedly to cover
I don't want to get arrested.
Is it there or not?
What are you doing? What are you doing after this?
No.
What are you doing?
Okay.
So hang on a minute. Yeah. So the person that lived there before you, yeah. You didn't even realise.
I was my wife.
Wow.
I could, like, I could do the labour for free and just come and take it off your hands.
Okay, well, this is the thing. I don't really know... What you the know? Law is, do I need to smoke it? Do I need to give it away?
No.
Do I need to call the police?
Yes.
No.
Tell them that there's some
call
marijuana.
Call the police immediately.
Or do I
if
have
the
to
police
sell
are listening,
it?
You turn the radio off right now.
Yes. Is it all right if I grow it and sell it?
No, that is illegal. Okay. Don't ever do that.
Why not?
You can sell it. It is not. Dump!
No. I'm just. Well, that's what I was asking the question. No.
I genuinely work for the Cannabis Relocation Society.
No, you don't.
I'm the president of the Cannabis Relocation Society.
Can I charge a relocation cost?
Yes, I will charge you a relocation cost.
No, but can I charge a relocation cost?
No, I'll have to charge you.
I'm going to charge you both for being idiots right now. Nazeem, you need to remove the plant and you need to dispose of it. Just yank it out and dispose of it.
Put it in the bin.
I'll come around later.
Not allowed to smoke it.
No.
I'll come around.
Fair enough. No, I just want to know. This is just.
I'll help you.
Well, I just want to know, like, basically, for the listeners out there, have you ever found $1,000 in your backyard?
Accidental
worth of stuff.
This is a minefield, right?
I don't know how much any of this stuff is.
Have you started wearing matching tracksuit because that's the international uniform of drug dealers? Do you have a prepaid mobile phone?
What do you think I'm wearing? Sunglasses.
Well, here we are again on our fourth last show.
Yay.
Harley's off Friday. Don't worry, guys, I'm back next year. You're stuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, you're not.
It'd be fine.
Well, you're going to go some places.
Oh, God, yes.
You'll go places.
I'm already on holidays and mentally.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M.